That's La Misa Negra from Oakland, California, seven-piece band. And they were founded in 2011 by the accordion and guitar player Marco Polo Santiago. Marco said, "I started this band specifically to put on a crazy rowdy show. We're a live band first and foremost, so performing in front of people is the only reason the band exists. I think most artists prioritize making albums. We're the opposite." And this is still such a good produced album, so La Misa Negra.
I was impressed by the one that we got last year or the year before. I can't remember what it's called, but
It was 2014, and this is their second album. So yeah,
La Misa Negra,
yeah.
Black Mass. It's a black mass.
Yeah.
Great way to start the next music meeting. Is this number six now?
Number six. Here we are again.
Well, Cody Lee with our first pick today, and I'm hoping we're going to hear a whole track from the record.
Yes, let's do it. Let's play track 8, and this album is self-titled, just their second album. Misa Negra. What do you guys think?
Love them. You know what I like about them is, you know, they're not popular and famous yet, so maybe we could get them for Mountain Fair.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. And I already fell in love with this album, like almost every track I listened to on it. But then when I started doing research on the internet and seeing all these little clips on YouTube, I was like, oh my God, these guys are so hot. Yeah.
You could just hear it. Yeah. Yeah. And the way they laughed, that Yahoo Ole thing at the end. Yahoo.
Lots of energy. So compared to the last album, I listened to that and I still like it equally. But when asked, the accordion player Marco Polo Santiago said about this album, he said it's like fire, bigger and harder, more like the live shows. So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, sitting in the studio and looking at the song as we recorded into our recording here, the levels, it's just fully maxed in terms of what they can pack into the oral signature of the thing.
Right on.
Aural.
Seven piece, three women, four men.
Out of Oakland, you said?
Yes.
Huh. Awesome.
Yeah.
They're playing Halloween night. They're playing at the Parish in Oakland, if you're in the area.
I don't know the Parish, but it must be good if they're having
a hell of a show.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. A Black Mass playing at the Parish.
Yeah, right.
On Halloween. You got to like that. What about you, Gavin? Who do you have?
We're heading to Israel to hear Noga Erez with Off the Radar.
Hear me, no one sees me, no one. Hear me, no one sees me, no one. I'm off the radar. Hear me, no one sees me, no one. Hear me, no one sees me, no one. I'm off the radar. We make up everything.
Noga Erez with Off the Radar. She's out of Israel and writes and produces her own stuff. Very, very edgy for Israeli music. She's kind of one of the few indie artists to really break through on an international stage, signed to the Berlin label City Slang, which also puts out Caribou and Junior Boys, among many others. And so this is kind of the first full length for Noga Erez. Real interesting backstory. You know, she's called the Israeli Bjork. And when you see her live performances online, she is doing all kinds of, you know, button pushing, samplers, beat making and all that kind of stuff. She's a real live producer. And then her lyrics are often very out there. I mean, she has a song called Dance While You Shoot that's sort of a comment on being Israeli in a you know, in a politically charged environment, but she's not expressly pro or anti Israel or Palestine. She's sort of real careful what she says, but she has an interesting background. She at 18 got into the, you know, was conscripted into the Israeli military as a musician, and it was sort of like how we would think of the USO, you know, entertaining the troops. And so,
is it a requirement of the Israeli teenagers to join the military?
Yeah, my understanding is it is that conscription is an essential part of Israeli citizenship. And so, you know, it's been interesting to follow her musically, because she told The Guardian that she was always being told, don't go outside and start talking about things. But she said, I can't, because the songs are about it. People think it's brave, but I just think it's necessary. And she does have some commentary, particularly on the kind of more far reaches of the right wing in Israel. I don't think she's you know, made any explicit statements around Palestinian policy and stuff like that. But she definitely sings about surveillance, about sexual assault, and other issues that she thinks are important. So sort of a politically tinged artist, but I wouldn't say she's quite an activist. But Off the Radar kind of features a lot of this real out there digital, you know, electronic music, very, very sort of influenced by hip hop, and also I think also kind of influenced by Bjork and some of the performance art side of electronic music.
How old is she?
I believe she's 27 or 28, something like that.
Well, Noga Erez. Huh. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, yeah. New stuff on Katie and Kay, been getting a lot of spins. We're up into the double digits in terms of DJs who've been playing this. So not necessarily something you'd expect to hear on Katie and Kay. One.
Yeah.
I totally missed
it. Well, it
this
goes
one.
All the way back to May.
It was That's off it. My radar. Just like it says.
Yeah.
Off the radar.
You were still on vacation when that came out.
Oh,
I
that's
think,
it.
Luke, so that's
See, that's
probably
what
why.
Happens with yeah. vacations. You miss everything and you never get it back.
Well, definitely one of a new kind of front of young female artists who are doing kind of new and out there stuff. You think about MIA when she first came out. I remember I was in community radio 10 or 12 years ago when her first, you know, Arular or whatever you call it, her first record came out. And I was kind of like, I don't really get it, you know. And then she went on to have these huge international hits. And then I think Grimes is another young female artist who similarly is really determined to make her own beats and make her own sound and define what she's going to do. And it doesn't necessarily fit into commercial music, but I think it's been interesting to see Noga as she's sort of taken the world by storm, you know, become kind of more of an international flavor. So another great thing about Katie and Kay is we can do guitars one week and bleeps and bloops the next one.
I think
this one surpasses bleeps.
Oh,
and bloops.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So 1.5 thumbs up from Luke. No. This is compelling. It's not just bleeps and bloops. Yeah, I like it.
Well, I was interested when I saw you brought something sort of electronic to the music meeting.
I did, and it has roots in Bulgaria. And I don't know if I should try to pronounce his name. Georgi Ilinev. He's from Bulgaria, and he too has an interesting background, just like Noga from Israel. He grew up with bread lines, and he grew up with Soviet oppression, and then Bulgaria got liberated, so to speak, and that happened about the time his parents divorced, and so he moved from there to Sun Valley, Idaho.
Wow.
And this is what he says about Sun Valley, Idaho. It was a massive cultural shock. I didn't know anything about anything and wasn't into any of it. And and then he survived cancer at the age of 20.
What?
And then he moved to California and he started his band, Con Wakan.
Wow.
And I think the original members have sort of fallen away because the two members that I found on his prior work aren't credited in this new one at all, which we got just a couple weeks ago. It's called Phantasmagoria. It's a 3-CD set. And I wanted to read the blurb that's on the label. Most of these I take with a grain of salt. It's like you're writing something to impress your high school English teacher.
Yeah.
It's very grandiose and abstract and doesn't mean anything.
Yep.
But this one nails it. This one nails it. A surreal sonic noir. This 3-LP set from Bulgarian-born producer simultaneously fuses, dissects, and evolves the formulas of down-tempo electronica, orchestral ambiance, and celestial soul.
Yeah.
So let's see what they sound like. Close from Khan Wakan. From his, their, brand new CD, Phantasmagoria, which means dreamlike. And that one sounded kind of dreamlike.
Definitely. I thought most of the album sounds sort of like that, doesn't it, Luke?
Yes.
I don't remember any of it getting too fast.
There's a couple that are very syncopated.
Okay.
You know, but I wouldn't say they rock out necessarily.
Yeah, I love how dreamy it is, and I really like that Ellie Olsen, the singer on that song.
Yes. I would call that celestial soul singing.
Hmm.
Just like the blurb said.